Welcome to the 32nd London International Mime Festival, and to this discussion following the performance of The Timidity of Bones by the Italian company Pathos Formel. This session is being recorded for broadcast by theatrevoice.com.
It seems that your show had something in common with other shows, which is, I suppose, about the expressivity of the human body. Mm-hmm. But it was like a kind of an X-ray vision of the human body, absolutely astonishing. I will ask the first question and then invite you to ask questions. And when you ask questions, I shall repeat them for two reasons. First of all the talks this year in the Mime Festival are being recorded for theatrevoice.com, which is a website that specializes in theatre content, and it will be streamed so you can hear yourself again and again and again. But I have to repeat it so that, because you don't have microphones and we do. The other thing is, maybe it might be a question that neither Danielle nor Paola will understand, so I'll translate it into French, so bear with us for that. But my question is the children's question. Where do you start with something like that? Because you must have had to take so much away. It looks so simple and so obvious, but it must have taken an age. Tell me how you started. What did you start with?
First of all, thank you. We started by... we wanted to think about how... like, we always like the part from the presence of the body on scene. So we wanted just to think a little bit more about this. How can you hide it? But not just to hide it, but just to let the spectator to create the human shape every time in a different way. So what we actually see, it's not just, like most of the time, it's not the human body, but just like some part of it. And it's like... the spectator should like recreate it, like in every time it's like in a different way. So what we wanted to do was like just to a kind of gift to the imagination of the spectator, like just to not to let the body always present, but as it was a kind of something to research, an object of a kind of research. So that's the reason why we decided to work with the screen that hide completely the space. But like for us, it wasn't our idea. What was not of hiding the space, but just like to let the human body spring out in a not daily way.
It's a lovely expression, yours, a gift to the audience's imagination. Put that in your next piece of publicity. Paola, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, the second thing that make the work is the material that we use, because when you think about the body, you have different elements, so the bones and the muscles, yeah. But in this work and this material cannot make muscles visible, and so you have a different kind of body, and so you have to use only this one, and so you can work with direction and with the shape of the body, but not with the common idea of body, and this is another important element for us.
Okay, it's your turn now. So if you stick your hand up, I'll point at you. You ask the question, I'll repeat it. Hello, friend.
I wondered how you would know what's happening. Do you film it? You have someone sitting there. Do this, do that.
How do you know what is happening, given that you're behind the screen and we're in front of it?
I don't know if everybody want to know exactly what happens.
Yeah, but like,
are you sure?
The question is, how do you know? Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I don't know what to do now, because if you want to say something, say it. If you don't,
no, I'm yeah.
For us, yeah. That's a problem. We can say.
Do you want to know more? Yeah.
Okay.
Go on, Paola, spill the beans.
But the question was, how do we know, yeah, okay. Yeah. So actually, we started this work doing rehearsals with other people, so we could stay outside and see what was happening on the screen. And now sometimes we are just filming us just to be sure that everything is under control. But if the question is what really is happening behind,
that wasn't the question. It was how do you know what's happening?
I mean, in like what's happening here?
How do you know what we're seeing? That's really the question,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was the answer.
Which is a different question. How do you do it? She didn't ask that. Yeah.
So it's strange because we have to invent a new language to speak with the people behind the screen. And it's really funny because we don't know exactly what they do. And we have to reconstruct the position of their body first. And we have really to create something like a new language to speak with the people behind.
Right. Not quite the answer you might have. I mean, if I think it's a really useful question to explore. So maybe can we explore it? Let's say you know you want to do something. How do you know that effect is going to be created? Because you said you had people, friends out front. What kind of advice did they give you? Because you have to make a big imaginary leap to know from your impression of finger or elbow to what it's going to look like.
Yeah, actually at the beginning was quite difficult to understand what kind of image came out from what we were doing, like on the other side. But now it's very linked to a kind of skin sensation. I don't know, like when we are pushing the screen, you can feel what is the part of the skin that is pushing the screen, so yeah. You can like a little bit reconstruct the image from the other side. So it's very tactile, as a kind of tactile imagination. I don't know,
but like tactile imagination is good. Yeah,
when we are pushing, we really feel the screen as something that is pushing the chair, and we can a little bit more when we are doing like even tonight or yesterday, every time when we finish we said yeah it was good, it wasn't good, it was better than before. That's just because you can just feel if it was the exact position by like the tactile sensation.
Yeah. I mean, it's tactile for us. Let me. When you say chair, you don't mean chair. You mean chair, as in flesh.
Yes.
Okay. Another question. Great. Oh. So the question is about what's your background, because this seems to have the background of cinema because of the screen, its movement, its animation. I mean, I know you both come from Milan. I know the show's won 2 international prizes already. It's now in its 3rd year. But what is your background? And let's start with you.
Okay. So we have done different studies, and so we are not dancer. And we study the movement of the body only in the direction of a project. And so I come from technique study, and Daniel from more
history of the arts.
Yeah. And but when we start thinking about this work, we try to mix a lot of different things. So a lot of visual art. And but the memory of the theater, like something that you have in your eyes when you see this work and when you sit in this room. And
do
you want to add anything?
No, it's enough.
Okay, and then oh, so what is that made of? What is the screen made of?
It's a PVC. It's a projection screen, very simple.
Is that a question formulated? No, you were just moving your arm. Any other questions? Okay. Do you want to go, Daniel? Explaining the title of the show.
The show like the timidity of bones. Like, for us, like the idea of bones was something that is just a structure of a body. Like, so you have no more any kind of expression, like as we know it in the daily life. But what we wanted to do is that, we decided to call it the timidity of bones because there was this kind of temptation to expose the body, but at the same time, when the body detached from the screen, it's always like the image disappear. And so there was this kind of timidity of expose this kind of very simple structure, like our skeleton, our bones are, but at the same time, the impossibility of impressing an eternal image. We worked a lot when we do this when we did this performance at the artist Yves Klein that did the anthropometry. So this kind of, she painted the model in blue and then asked the model to push the body against the canvas. Yeah. And for us, it was very linked to this kind of research, because what we wanted really to explore was, for Yves Klein, like the canvas work, the kind of ash of the artwork, and how in the performing art you can no more have kind of traces, but everything disappear when the performance ends. So for us was this the timidity was kind of that everything had to disappear at the end of the performance.
Did you get that it was Yves Klein he was talking about. Do you get that reference? When he put paint all over people's bodies and then made impressions on the canvas. Just in case. Maybe. Just in case. Okay, another question. So how much do you think of the human body and how much do you think of abstract designs in the images that you leave on the screen?
We try to find something like a balance between the two possibilities. And so the body starts like something of really abstract and then becomes something of more clear. And our idea is that when you see the different part of the body, you are it's like if you have to reconstruct and try to understand what are you seeing. And so this is a hand. And the other sign can be of the same body. And so we think that the abstract is an instrument to arrive at your image of the body on the screen. I don't know if it's clear.
Is it clear? Yep. He looks very happy with his answer. Any more questions? Right, I think we can go to the bar then. Thank you so much for staying
back. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Paola.
Thank you.